On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
This is CSN's Redskins Talk. Here is your host, JP Finley.
What up, everybody? Day one of training camp is in the books. I am JP Finley. This is Redskins Talk. Rich Taylor is here. Taylor, what's up, dude?
Doing great.
Doing great.
Have a good day.
Doing great is what Taylor always says. All right.
I always am.
Taylor doesn't lack in confidence. We have seen today a walkthrough and a kind of practice. I mean, there was no pads.
No pads.
They were out there.
Yeah. 3 days they have to go without pads per union regulations.
Right. All right. Walkthrough, let's talk about practice. You want to talk about the walkthrough?
No.
Okay.
Walkthrough is, I barely watch it. It's like, it's.
That's what our listeners
it's
want
pointless
to hear.
From our point of view, it is. If you got to come to, you said last week, if you got to come out here, don't come to a walkthrough, come to the 3 o'clock.
I agree with that, but there's still, whatever, man. We don't need to get bogged down in walkthrough importance. From practice, you had your live practice blog going. What were kind of, I have two bullet points, but I'm curious what your two bullet points are.
Well, I bet one of ours is the same in Josh Doctson.
Correct.
Showing that he is not just a guy who on third and eight, you're going to throw the ball up to or throw the ball to him.
That was a first
for
round
10 touchdown
pick
in the red zone.
I'm still not sure about the 10 TDs.
Okay,
but
going deep, you know, he's got the speed. He's an all-around.
Not, going deep was great, but the routes were there. He was crisp. I mean, he turned Bashaud Breeland around on a break to the outside. That was really pretty impressive. And you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, that you can't take too much from one-on-ones between wideouts and CBs, because the corners normally would have help. They'd normally be pass rushers, linebackers, a million factors. But watching Doctson today was impressive.
Yeah, I mean, he will be, again, it's day one. So, you know, he showed some very good ability today. Really no, well, he's had a bunch of time to work off the rust from missing last year. But he was definitely impressive.
To me, and we didn't get to talk to Josh after practice, but I would not have had any more questions about health. Do you still have questions about health?
No. No, you know, I mean, anybody can get injured at any time. Throw that caveat
specific
out there.
To the Achilles of problem of
yeah, and he was saying this morning, and I kind of came in on the middle of it, but he's saying, I don't know if it's a chiropractor or something, but he, you know, yeah, I think he has one leg is just a little bit longer than the other, and that was causing some other physical issues, you know, more aches and pains kind of thing than the Achilles, and it helped. He thinks it might have helped. Lengthen the Achilles problem. So he saw this guy, I think, starting in March, and he said, you know, he's completely realigned his hips and gotten them back straight. So those issues, I think, could be gone.
Taylor, now the practice is over and we've done a good day's work, can I tell you that I'm kind of tired?
You can. I could tell.
Taylor kept me out too late our first night in Richmond. And
it was completely my fault.
We had a fun night. We went to the Vale for the rally. And then one of my favorite Richmond places that some of the folks we work with were kind of hating on, Joe's Inn. I love that place.
Why were they hating on it?
I don't know. You got a mountain of spaghetti delivered to you. All right, anyway. So we agree on Doctson. He looked great. My second bullet point, or do you want to give yours?
Go ahead with yours.
Kendall Fuller. Two interceptions.
Two picks.
Look good. He seems like a different player. And I think you got to remember last year he was coming off the knee injury. And it just – it looked – he's still – not to get too NFL scouty, his turn from backpedal is still a little clunky, I feel.
Is
it's
that,
not
they
fluid.
Say fluid hips?
Right.
That,
it's not fluid. You
about?
Think it's fluid?
No. I don't. I think
it's not fluid like when you watch other corners.
Right.
I think his body's a little different. He's a little thicker than a lot of corners are kind of wiry. And he's got a little more build to him. But he had a good day.
I will say, though, that second pick was a wounded duck gift
the first
from the
one
arm
was
of
a
Nate
terrible
Sudfeld.
Ball.
Yeah.
Oh, the second one was Sudfeld, not Cousins?
Yes.
All right, so I was back behind the field. Sudfeld throws some ducks, man.
Oh, man.
But the first pick that Cousins threw, I wasn't an impressive ball. It was deep into double coverage. I mean, that was
right.
An arm punt if it happened on third down. That was not an impressive ball.
No, not at
but
all.
But did you notice on that pick, I think, this was weird, and I think this was just them kind of messing around, but Cravens was up covering the slot, and Fuller was back as the safety. Did you notice that?
Yeah, they're gonna move things around. I don't think you'll see that a whole lot. Might depend on who the slot receiver is.
Right. I think if it's a slot tight end, that's where you see Cravens.
Yes. Yeah. That would make sense.
They got to use Zach Brown in that role too. I mean, that's a real strength for him is covering tight ends.
Yeah. I'm sure as they go along they'll do that. My second guy, Joey Mboo. He was with the starters at nose tackle, you know, and I kind of early on kind of dismissed practice squad guy last year. Okay, maybe he's got a shot, but whether it's through just a lack of really other viable candidates and maybe combination of lack of viable other candidates to play nose tackle and him really stepping up, you know, that's a good spot for him to be in.
So I wrote down the combinations when the starting defense was out there. It was Terrell McLean, Ziggy Hood, and Joey Mboo in the middle. I grabbed Joey as he was leaving the field, and I you know, said what's up to him, and I was like, am I looking at the new starting nose tackle? And he kind of smiled. He just said there's a lot of work to do. So you're right. He's out there, and I've heard from a few different people kind of the buzz building around him. And, I mean, we both watched it all day. Jim Topsula is so hands-on with these guys that Joey Mboo could be the guy.
He will get the best out of him.
Right. You can tell. I mean, he's maximizing it. So the other thing that I found kind of interesting, Jonathan Allen was coming in, I think, with the third team defensively.
Yeah. And
I told you that first three down linemen. The second group, I think it was McGee, Ioannidis, and then Anthony Lanier was out there in spots. AJ Francis was out there in spots. Now, clearly, they're still trying to figure out what they got, and they're running these guys around.
Yeah, but it's similar to what they did in OTAs and minicamp. It just you couldn't really tell, but this seemed to be at least starting to take some shape with Mboo. And, I think eventually Allen's going to work his way up.
I wonder what happens with Phil Taylor, if they're kind of slow playing it with him just because he's been off for so long. But, yeah.
Can't be too slow. I mean,
right.
It gets late early, as they say.
The other thing I noticed, and I'm sure you noticed this as well, your starting inside linebackers were Mason Foster and Will Compton.
Yes, and they were in most of it. I didn't see Zach
was
a lot.
The second set of 11-on-11s later in the afternoon, Foster came out after two snaps and Brown went in, which I still find interesting. I think in third down situations or in passing situations, you might be better off with Foster and Brown. Just Foster has a little more speed. And I think Foster might be the surest tackler of the three of them. We'll have to see. I mean, Zach threw up a ton of tackles last year in Buffalo, so it's hard to say. It's also day one of training camp, so you try not to read too much into it. But, hey, man, that's who's out there. That's what we're talking about.
Right. Nobody get out your Sharpie and make out your depth chart yet, but
Did you notice Matt Jones was getting some work?
Yeah, I did.
He's a play away, man. He's a play away from mattering.
He's a few plays away.
He's a play away from mattering.
Okay, well, I think also they want to keep him looking sharp and play him in a couple of preseason games to showcase him for a trade.
Good debate. And we've done a ton of these over-unders on CSM at Atlantic. I had this debate with Chick and with Mitch. How many carries for Matt Jones this preseason? Over under 20.
I'm going to go under. I think he'll be gone.
You think they trade him?
I think they trade him.
You think the Ravens want him?
I think the Ravens need him.
Everybody
and Harbaugh likes him.
Everybody thought the Skins were going to go get somebody last year. If you remember this time last year, you and I were both expecting them to bring in
but
a veteran.
But they didn't have their expected number two back go out for the year either.
Didn't they sign Bobby Rainey?
Yeah, but I don't think
he produced for Tampa.
I don't know. From what I've read, Bobby Rainey is not going to prevent them from seeking another back.
All right, this has been fun. So everybody knows we are going to do a podcast, a quick one like this, every day after training camp. So you're going to hear from me and Tandler a lot. Tandler, what do they need to do?
They need to subscribe on
iTunes. Subscribe.
You can't keep track of all this, man.
Subscribe.
Yeah, it's going to drop. I think the goal is to have it drop in the morning.
Yeah, every morning.
So you get it. So kind of like your morning paper getting delivered.
Dude, nobody gets the paper, man.
Kind of like.
Like
they understand the concept. I mean, our listeners are. A
17-year-old kid that listens to our podcast doesn't know what that means.
He does.
I wonder at what age they don't know what that means. But you're right. They know what that means. Okay, this has been fun. So today we're gonna end this a little different. We're not going to end it. We're going to go to Chick Hernandez had an interview with Trent Williams, and you guys can listen to that now.
The Wiley veteran. How many camps for you now?
It's my eighth one.
Eighth.
Ocho.
Ocho. Well, because I'm Cuban, you got to talk Spanish?
A little bit. I thought I'd try to relate to you.
Does it feel like eight? I mean, it feels like you've been here forever.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I mean, time flies. Looking back 8 years, you know, I mean, I don't really feel like I'm that old. Mm-hmm. You know, it always feels that way. But, yeah, it's 8 years.
You come in this eighth time, how much different does it feel, or do you even realize how different it feels from those first 1 or 2 years when you were coming in here?
Yeah, I mean, it's totally different. Totally different mindset. I mean, it's night and day. You know, the first 2 years, you just really, you worried about how hard camp is going to be, how tough it is, how it's going to be on your body, and, you know, how you're going to come out of it. You know, now I'm going in looking at ways that I can improve and continue to evolve my game.
You come into this season feeling what?
Optimistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're a talented bunch. We're a hardworking bunch. And, you know, the good thing about it is nobody's looking at us. You know, we're the dark horse. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everybody wants to crown Dallas and, you know, New York. And so we're just working hard every day. We got a bunch that we believe in, a bunch that, you know, we play together, we can be dangerous, and that's our only focus right now.
What is the strength of this O-line right now in your mind?
The continuity. I mean, obviously the talent is there, the size is there, but just how long we've been playing together and, you know, how close we are as a unit, I think that's where our strength derives from.
You're such a serious dude, although I've seen you laugh and crack a smile every now and again, like right there. There it is. There's one. Who's the class clown of your O-line bunch?
Probably me. I'm probably the one to keep the guys going, keep it lighthearted situation. But, I mean, we're all, everybody, it's all personalities in that room. That's what makes it so unique is that, you know, usually linemen are just, you know, the people who don't say much, come get your work done. But, you know, we like to have fun.
Last question. You have a relative on the squad, a cousin, and Pete Robinson.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you guys talked before he came here. Do you keep an eye on him on the field at all?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. You know, I'd be lying to say I don't. You know, I want the best for him. And, you know, ultimately, I just want to give him any little advice that I can to kind of, you know, help speed his learning curve up and give him the best opportunity possible to be successful in this league.
Is the family calling you going, hey, Trent, you know, don't be crushing Pete.
No. We ain't looking for any leniency. He, you know, I got to make him better. You know, know, so yeah, maybe better.
There comes that time if in practice when you guys are hitting, if you come around a corner, I mean, you see him.
Right.
Do you lay him out?
Nah, it's practice. I ain't laying nobody out. I'll wait till Sunday to do that.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.